From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we are sharing what it means to be in the moment and the best ways that the two of you can accomplish this in your emotional intimacy.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, "Realize deeply that the present moment is all that you have. Make the now the primary focus of your life."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this show is going to be about, talking about being in the moment. But we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And this week's hug is sponsored by Lola, a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. And I can't wait to tell you a little bit more about them later in the show. And this hug, actually, it's a little unusual in that it came from a letter that we received in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Often we talk about the fact that they're iTunes reviews or their emails that you send or Facebook posts. But this one, you know, paper letter in the mail. It was great to receive. She said, "I'm a new listener to your podcast. I've listened to your podcast for the past 3 weeks and you both have helped me so much. My husband says that you guys can never stop. I've skipped around a bunch as I'm able to listen to about 2 episodes a day, but still in that short amount of time, I've been able to get so much self-confidence and new perspective. I've taken on the motto, just try it. And my husband loves it. Together, our communication has strengthened so much. My husband is talking to me about our intimacy. That's a huge step for him. Thank you for what you continue to do."
Awesome. I love it. And to all our new listeners, welcome to the One family. We're honored and blessed to have you here with us. We are excited and ready to kick off 2019 with you and each and every one of you who've been part of the One family for a short time or for years. We love you guys.
Absolutely. And like Tony said, we're kicking off the new year. And I love the sense that is wrapped around a brand new year, right? It's like it's a new slate. You're going to write a new chapter in your marriage story. We're in San Diego, so we don't see this very often, but it's kind of like when we see those pictures of fresh fallen snow, right? Where it's just like, you know, it's just blank. It's a blank slate. It's clean. It's crisp.
I was going to say, I don't think we've ever seen that in San Diego. Now, we've seen that when we lived in Spokane and Colorado and other places, but here in San Diego,
never seen it in San Diego, but I see it like when people post pictures up on social media and I get to enjoy their clean, you know, slate, fresh snow, or like when you get that first, you know, you get a new journal, maybe you got one for Christmas or you just, you know, a brand new notebook and there's all of those blank pages, right? Stretching out in front of you. And as we look at the start of the new year, the question is what story are the two of you going to write for your marriage this year?
That's right.
Right. What's it going to look like? And we're going to talk a little bit more about that wrapped around this idea of being in the moment. But first, as we do at the start of the year, we want to share with you what this year's hashtag is going to be for the One family. And for those of you that are brand new, you're maybe like, wait, we got a hashtag. What's this about? Well, a couple years ago, we actually started doing this because it was a way for us to really kind of build this common language in the One family, bring us into focus with what we're going to be talking about throughout the course of the year, how it's going to show up and what we bring to each and every one of you. And it also allows for each of you listening to get creative in how you're going to take this hashtag and really take ownership of it.
That's right.
Right. Because it's not just about what Tony and I talk about. It's about how you take those tools and you make them yours to make your marriage extraordinary.
That's right.
And I so wish, you know, this is like one of those times when, you know, like you have the background noise, right? I so wish we could get a drum roll here because that's even as I was preparing for the show, I'm like, oh, cue up the drum roll.
Right.
Right. So everybody, you know, cue up the drum roll. This year's hashtag is in the moment.
So hashtag in the moment.
You're going to be seeing it across all of our social media platforms. You're going to be hearing us talk about it on the show. You're going to be seeing it on Instagram. Wherever it is that we're coming to you, that's going to be the focus because this year we're focused on encouraging and equipping the two of you to be in the moment with each other primarily, right? Since we're talking about marriage all the time. But here's something that I had a lot of coaching clients bring up last year. And that's the fact that the tools that they learn, whether it's through the podcast or through coaching or in whatever aspect, they actually take to all of their relationships.
Which is good.
It means that you're not just listening to this podcast for your marriage. You're listening to it to actually create extraordinary relationships across the board. And you know, this idea of being in the moment is so important, because when we're talking about what's the story you're going to write this year, being in the moment is going to actually start writing that story.
That's right.
Right? It's going to speak to how the two of you build intimacy by being in the moment with one another. And there's something really powerful when you're fully present, when you're fully in the moment with the person that you're engaged with, in this case, with your spouse. The entire dynamic shifts, because when you're in the moment, you actually create an environment where the person that you're with feels connected to you. Mm-hmm. Right? They feel valued. They feel seen. I mean, you all, even as I'm describing this, are probably thinking of a moment where you felt truly in the moment with your love. I know, even just doing the show, like Tony and I have changed the studio around a little bit. And as we were setting up some stuff, it was the first time we'd put up the computers and whatnot to be able to record. And I'm like, I can't see you. That's going to be a problem when we do the show, because the energy that you have, the dynamic that you get between Tony and I comes from the fact that we actually, like, eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah. We need that to know what's happening and what's moving. And I think when I think of in the moment, there are so many moments that Elise and I have had over 2018, and we're rolling in and we're into 2019, but it's really being present. And I think about it through the good times, mm-hmm. like in the moment sexually. I want to be in the moment. I want to be in the moment emotionally when we're having conversation. And yet there are those times too when we need to be in the moment when it's not so good, mm-hmm. right? It's those times when we're having those tougher conversations and it's easy to bail out. Mm-hmm. We need to stay in the moment because we grow in those times.
I'm chuckling because, no joke, you guys, 2 hours before we recorded this show, we had to be in the moment having a tough conversation.
Yeah.
Right? One of those moments, he called me out. He's like, "You're checking out on me." I'm like, "I am not." I got a little snarky, came back in because I knew that we were going to be talking to all of you about being in the moment. And last week we put a post up on stories, put a poll up and said, you know, is being fully present with your spouse ever a struggle for you? Mm-hmm. Right? Ever. Right? Like, I know it's a broad question, but the reality is that we deal in evers and big, broad questions. 86% of you said yes. And Tony and I would lump ourselves in that 86%.
Yeah, it's a struggle at times to be fully present. We've been there. We're constantly a work in progress. And yet, with 2019 here, and our hashtag being in the moment, it gives us that ability to know that there are others in the one family, mm-hmm. out there, here, everywhere, going, you know what? What can I do right now to stay in the moment? I want to check out. I want to go somewhere else. I want to do something else. I need to answer that email. I need to pick up that phone call. And yet, what am I going to do to stay in the moment with my spouse?
Well, and I just want to share, you know, as we're talking about that 86% of you like us, again, there's no way I could ever put myself in the category that says it's never an issue. You know, how does this show up? Mm-hmm. Right. And we ask those questions of the one family, and it shows up in, you know, a lack of eye contact and being distracted and spending more time looking at your phone than looking at your spouse, or asking your spouse to repeat yourself because you're busy doing something else.
Repeat themselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I guess you are. Yes. Thank you. But, you know, we did ask the question, how do you know that your spouse is fully present with you? And by and large, the answer that came from that was, I can see their eyes are fully engaged and they're like, I can tell that they're listening to me.
Yeah.
It's eyeballs and ears.
And I think the eyeballs are huge. I think that's it's a big, big knowing of, is my spouse engaged? And I think for us too, knowing, like for myself, am I fully engaged? Are my eyes darting around? Are they looking over Elisa's shoulder instead of at her? And believe me, there are many times when we're doing our walk and talks and we're shoulder to shoulder walking down, but we have an ability to be able to look at each other and make that eye contact and go, are you listening? Are you fully present with me right now? Or are you just going, yep, sure. But we can make that eye contact and go, we're here. So we can keep on walking down the beach and keep our conversation going.
And with that whole first part of that being about the eyeballs, it's no surprise that the number one culprit, according to the one family, the number one diversion for attention is the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? By and large, you know, what's the problem? The phone. But the reality is that the phone is not the only culprit to your emotional intimacy, right? If that was the case, then all I'd have to tell you to do is put your phone away, you know, lock it up, get rid of it, you know, and problems would be solved. But the truth is that there are also a lot of you have kids. You're in that season of kids. And I remember this when our kids were little and Tony would try and call me and somebody'd be like, mommy, mommy. And I'm like, you know, trying to keep kids from climbing off a refrigerator or, you know, flushing something down the toilet and total distraction.
And I think we still deal with that now. Elisa and I can be in conversation and one of our kids or both of our kids out of nowhere will just be like, hey, I want this, or hey, I need this, or hey, I need help with this, or and better believe it, it's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And can we fully go, okay, let's take care of this and then reconvene? That sometimes is tough. And right. I'm not saying that's easy at all, even for us, but it's being able to set that aside and going, okay, kids, hold on, or we need to adjust and say, hey, we're going to pick this up once we make sure that they're good and we're okay.
And so maybe it's kids, or maybe for you, it's, you know, you've got these work or volunteer commitments that have you running in all different directions, right? So you can't be fully engaged in a conversation because, you know, somebody's sending you a text, hey, we need to get this done. Or, you know, you're getting that phone call from a boss or a supervisor and you're like, oh shoot, I got to take care of this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's all this right now. Sense of feeling. There's also, you know, those high maintenance friends and family who require a lot of emotional output to take care of them. Right. And so you're giving to all of these other people. And we've talked about this before. You give to everybody else. What do you have left to emotionally engage with your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's why, you know, guys, the hashtag doesn't just come out of nowhere. Right. We spend months thinking about what the focus is going to be. And truth be told, a lot of times the reason this focus comes up is because it's stuff that Tony and I've identified that we're going to work on this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This isn't just like we're telling all of you, you know, pointing the fingers outward. It's looking in the mirror and saying, what do we need to work on this year? Because we want to reclaim this idea of being fully present, fully in the moment with the person that we claim to the world everywhere else matters the most to us. Right. I'm not going to spend as much time this year focused on, you know, what everybody else is doing. I need to be more focused on what Tony is doing. I need to be focused on his needs, on my conversation with him, and what, you know, the emotional and the physical needs.
And that goes for me too, you guys. I've found myself even recently, it caught me just recently because Elisa just finished her period for the month. And I've noticed over the last few months though, that there is a disconnect there. And I am finding that during that time for her, because we're not sexually intimate, I've been just sort of like, whatever, everything else can go by the wayside. And so for me, my commitment over 2019 is staying committed and in the moment, even when she's going through that, because even though our sexual connection isn't there, we still have other areas where we can connect,
mm-hmm.
be it the emotional, be it the recreational, be it the spiritual, and those need to rise up. I need to make that happen, not Elisa, but together we're working and we're growing and we're staying in the moment through those good times and those tougher times.
And guys, it makes a difference, right? We first saw it 11 years ago when we did the 60 Days of Sex Challenge. The emotional connection, yes. Did we complete the challenge? It was amazing. Absolutely. But the emotional intimacy that came about as a result of us focusing on one another, like there was suddenly time to get everything else done.
Yeah.
Right? We were able to nurture other relationships. We were able to take care of the kids. The house got done. And it wasn't some like miracle. You know, it wasn't like I suddenly had, you know, a house cleaning crew and everybody. It was because we were connected emotionally. We were making that time and that focus. And in all honesty, this is what we want for the one family. We want you guys to see this year what it looks like when you choose to get in the moment with one another. What, I mean, like, just allow yourselves for a second to think through, what would that look like? What would it look like? And we want to equip you with the specifics, but before we do that, we absolutely want to thank this week's sponsor, Lola. And I mentioned earlier that Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. And here's something I didn't know, and I guess it makes sense because I don't actually see it on the boxes, but the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of the ingredients that are in their feminine care products. So in all honesty, most of them don't, right? If they don't, you know, it's like with anything, if you don't have to disclose it, you don't. Lola offers a complete transparency about the ingredients that are found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. And, you know, here's what's nice. They make your month easier because you can fully customize your subscription box. You can choose your mix of products, the mix of absorbency, the number of boxes, how frequently you want to get them. And it's great because, like, let's say you're traveling, right? Or you're, you know, you need to skip or change or do anything with your subscription. You can't. They even offer these cleansing wipes that are safe for use anywhere on your body. And these are the first biodegradable, all natural wipe of their kind. It's perfect for that midday refresh. They're individually packaged and perfect for on the go. And here's the thing, like, I got these and I actually started using them as my makeup remover. Like, I was like literally using them all over. Right? I didn't expect to, but I didn't have makeup remover one day. And yes, will they clean you up head to toe? Absolutely. So for 40% off all the subscriptions, visit mylola.com and you're going to enter promo code OEM when you subscribe. So as we're talking about how you can be in the moment, if we're going to start this year with a focus on emotional intimacy, we, you, me, everybody else, we got to figure out what is drawing us away from our spouses.
Mm.
Right? You got to know before you start saying, yeah, we're going to have this great, like, woohoo, 2019 hashtag in the moment. Like, we're going to, if you don't know what's keeping you out of the moment, you're not going to be able to put together a plan to stay in the moment.
That's good. That's really good. And I don't know if you guys caught that, because most of the time we're going to try and make the moment perfect. And unfortunately, we only are focusing on that. So we really need to address what the distractions are first.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, when we do go on that date night, when we do go on that walk around the lake or the walk down the street, or we do this fun activity, this musical or this whatever it may be, we've addressed the distractions, because we know that by addressing those, we're going to be able to stay with our spouse and in the moment at this particular time.
Because think about it for a second. If it's just the mindless scrolling on your phone, then you're going to handle that differently than if you always get a text from this one friend, how you're going to handle that, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, both of those things happen on your phone and could both happen on a date night. But the plan for the two of those, because they're different culprits, are going to look vastly different. And so that's why you've got to know what the culprit is. And as you're identifying those culprits, let me just a little word of caution here. Identify the culprits for yourself. Look at yourself first, the person that you see in the mirror, not for your spouse, unless they invite you to,
uh-huh.
Right? Or unless it's part of a conversation saying, hey, let's lay these all out on the table. Because you can easily spend more time focused on the culprits that your spouse needs to take care of than you do on the ones that you need to take care of. And the reality is the only ones that you can change are the ones that you own.
And it's way easier to point out your spouse and yourself.
Oh, there. Sure it is.
So it's so easy for me to point out what Elisa needs to do than what I need to do, and vice versa.
And when you're looking at the culprits for yourself, it's really important that you even dig a little bit deeper beyond what's the culprit and understand why you're turning towards that culprit. Right? Are you trying to escape from a conversation, you know, like I'm just trying to get out of this conversation. So I'm going to go like, I'm just going to whip out my phone and get on Pinterest, or I'm going to, you know, the kids, oh, look, the kids are here. Like, let me go take care of the kids. Or, oh, you know, my mom just texted me. I got to take this phone call from my mom. Mm-hmm. Right. So you're trying to, you know, escape from the, are you trying to avoid a situation? You're not comfortable. You don't know how to bring it up. So you're just going to avoid it. And so you're going to go to all of these other things. You're going to allow them. And it is a permission. You're going to allow them into your life. Are you looking for validation? Right. Sometimes we're posting stuff and we're getting on all these other distractions because it makes us feel valued. Something that we can't voice to our spouse that we're not getting there. Or, you know, it's been well documented that there's a lot of instant gratification in our phones and the other people and this type of thing. So are we just looking for that? We're going to ask you guys to dig a little deeper here at the start of the year, because it's going to lay the foundation, right? What you discover about yourself as you're going through these action steps is going to create like a massive shift in how the two of you are going to do your marriage this year. Because once you understand what the culprits are and why you're turning to them, then you get to take responsibility.
That's the big one.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the big one. You got to take responsibility for your actions and what you're doing.
And if it's been less than extraordinary in the past, very simply, it's time to ask for forgiveness from your spouse. Right. And you want to start creating emotional intimacy. You want to see connection. You want to get in the moment with your spouse here at the start of the year. Ask your spouse for forgiveness for any of those things that you've identified as you were just going through those first couple of steps. Asking for forgiveness is one of the most emotionally intimate actions that an individual can take, because you're making yourself vulnerable to another human being, right? And as you're doing that, then this first month, we're going to challenge you to create a plan for how you're going to be in the moment for the next 30 days. 30 days. I did not say 365. And the reason why is because we want you to evaluate, right? How did it go at the end of 30 days? Right? What were your wins? Because you're going to have a lot of wins, and you may have some challenges. You may have discovered some other things about yourself, but take it in 30-day increments. Right? You may shift. You may say, okay, you know what? I got a handle on the phone, or we got a handle on, you know, how we connect at the end of the day with the kids. We put a system into place so that when, you know, one spouse or the other walks in the door and the kids are all like, mommy, daddy, you're like, that's great. Talk to you in 10 minutes. First conversation's reserved for, you know, your mom or your dad.
Yeah. And if you take this next year in 30-day chunks, so think of those 30 days as in the moment. Mm-hmm. That's when you want to be in the moment for these next 30 days and really honing in on your emotional intimacy, say. By doing that, you don't have the weight of the entire year upon you. You don't have the weight of going, well, we're going down this road, and what if it doesn't work? It's okay. We adjust. Mm-hmm. We make moves. We ebb and we flow. There's nothing that ever said that you're going to go a straight line from A to B. You know, it's the zig and the zag. And I think about when I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail. Had I just hiked from Mexico to Canada, it would have been about 1,700 miles. Unfortunately, it doesn't go from straight line from Mexico to Canada. It zigs and it zags and it ebbs and it flows. And so to do that same distance, hiking took me 2,650 miles. But there is that zigging and that zagging that we do in our marriage as well. And so as you're going through this first 30 days, you're going to find out what's working. Mm-hmm. And you hone in on that and what isn't working. So many people come to me and go, we didn't complete the 7 days of sex challenge. Hashtag failure. Or they'll say something like that. We failed. And I look at it and I go, no. How many days did you get? Oh, we got 5 out of 7. Man, that's a win. When was the last time you did that? Oh, we've never done that. That's a win. What could you do next time, mm-hmm, so that it's better? If you want to start doing your coffee break, and if you want to check out the coffee break, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coffee-break. If you do it your first week and you're like, that wasn't what I expected, then there's a conversation on the next one going, how do we make it different? And then from that second one, what do we do really well? Mm-hmm. What did we really enjoy? What didn't work? And we keep growing, but you only have to do it 4 times in 1 month. That's your goal with the coffee break. So if you want to focus in on your emotional intimacy this month, grab the coffee break. But again, don't see it as always having to be perfect, because we're not perfect. There is one perfect person ever to walk this earth, and his name is Jesus Christ. He was perfect in every single way. We're not. And so when we can realize that, that we're growing, that our spouse, hey, if your spouse is one of those is like, everything has to be perfect in this and that, have them pick up this show. Listen to it. Elise and I have never walked in perfection. We walked from better to better, and we go better to better until we get to a place where we feel like, hey man, we've hit extraordinary in this area. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that we're there forever. Sometimes we'll fall and we'll stub our toe. Even with like our coffee breaks, there have been times when we've had them and we're like, oh gosh, that was so epically good. And then a month later, they're just like, oh, these are not working out the way we expected them to. So we got to adjust. Another way for those of you who just want to go, like, we want to press on and we want to just ask and answer each other questions. Grab our Connect Like You Did when you first met. And you can check that out, connectlikeyoudid.com. Here's another great way of just asking and answering questions of one another. The thing that Elise and I learned through those 60 days of sex challenge and since then is having the ability to ask and answer those questions that we need to ask, but don't, but really should, because once we do, then the breakthrough happens.
Right. And you know what? Let me just, for all of those of you that where the phone is the thing, right, I am going to give you permission to still post, to still go on your social media. But here's the little caveat. It doesn't have to be done right there when it's happening. Right? Enjoy that experience. Snap that picture. Take the selfie. I get it. I love having those memories. Right? I looked through my phone this last year. I'm like, I don't know how many selfies Tony and I had. It's pretty flipping amazing that I've got all these pictures with Tony. But what I'm looking at even for ourselves next year is that I'm not going to post that picture right when it's happening. I can post it later. You can post it later. You can share it with the world later.
Because a lot of it happens, we're thinking through our mind, and Elisa saying that just really caught me thinking. It's like, okay, we've taken that picture. Now I want to post it up, but now I got to write the copy to it. Like, I want to write the perfect setting and then the hashtags. And your spouse all the while is like, hey, we got to do this, or hey, we're going to do this. And you're like, yep, I need to have the right filter and I need to have all that. So that's a great one. And thank you for bringing that up, because that's something I will work on as well this year.
Well, and we want to see you all. Right? We want to know that you're taking this idea of being in the moment to heart. We just don't want to see it happening in real time. So go ahead, put those posts up, tag in the moment, tag at What Extraordinary Marriage, because this year we're actually going to be doing monthly contests to reward those of you that are being in the moment with your spouse. Right? We want to see it. And there's going to be a monthly prize every month. It'll come out the first, well, it'll be the first show. We'll announce it the first show after the month closes. But take this to heart, you guys. Right? We want to see you have the extraordinary this year. We want to see what it looks like if the one family, which spans 180 plus countries, hundreds of thousands of listeners, literally around the globe, what would it look like if you all made the decision starting in January of 2019 to say, this is the year that I am going to be in the moment with you? I'm kind of excited. Like, we've been talking about the hashtag now for probably 60 days, right?
Oh, more.
More. Okay. Well, I started working on the stuff for it probably about 60 days ago. But even for ourselves, thinking through what's it going to look like this year? And to go into it with the anticipation of saying, what shift? I mean, it's kind of like last year's hashtag was, what can I do? What can I do if I stay in the moment with my spouse? It's going to be extraordinary. And this is just the beginning for the one family.
All right, you guys. So let's kick this thing off. Let's kick off 2019. Let's really dive into our emotional intimacy. Let's hit it. Let's look at it. Let's find those culprits that are taking us away, and then making sure that we're not allowing those in when we are in the moment with our spouse, wherever it may be. We're excited for what's ahead for you guys, for us. Don't forget, hit us up. Let us know. Send us those hugs to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. We want to read them here. We love you guys. We're excited for you. Have yourself a great week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.